Here, I'll lean. I'll go like this, and that way I can kind of like be behind you, but still right
here.
I knew
you would come around.
And I can
Dan
just
Wayman.
Kind of. I can't see James, and that might help me. Just so I can't. I can't cheat and just like.
The beard is very intimidating.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't know so, if intimidating is the word that I'd use for the beard.
I'm intimidated.
Well, you're the one who can't have a beard anyway until you're like.
No, that's
80.
Adam.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh, that is me. Oh. I'm not gonna
hashtag
century
about this
burn.
In the car.
We did, and Katie, you don't have to be that close, quite so close
to the mic or to Dan.
Hello.
Yes.
There we go. We're buddies on this mic. Yeah. Because we've tried to do five and it just doesn't work.
Adam, I feel like we're drifting apart as a team over here.
Bennett would like you to hug him.
We have our own microphones, so
wait.
That is
fist bumps. Yeah, I saw like the handshake go out and he's like, I really wanted to be
I
that
I thought
awkward.
You were just
going to
hold hands.
No.
Handshake, no. Fist bump, yeah, no. Okay. Ah!
Don't worry. The
it takes me away from the mic. That's why I went for the fist bumps.
See, the time lapse will come around to you guys, so you can get your awkward thing in later. Which you also have
quit
to
trying to make it awkward, Dan.
Well, you just it's have to like, ignore
we got
the
chemistry
camera like
over
here. Comes towards you.
Now I wonder what I was actually doing when that came by.
Oh no, it has not made it to you yet.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, it's actually
how
it's,
fast
it's only
does it move?
It does like a couple shots at a time, and then does a rotation. So I think I have it on a fourth of a shutter speed, so it's like as many shots as it can per second while it's filming for about 15 minutes, and it'll make a 45-second film for us to post on bufferingpodcast.com.
Interesting.
Yes.
I bet there will be a link
Stitcher
to
Smart
it on
Radio,
Twitter.
The smart way to listen to Buffering Podcast.
You can find it on Facebook.
But this would be a good time to jump right into the Leonard Maltin game, hosted by James Wheeler. Okay, so to refresh on the rules for everyone, since it's been a long time since we've played this, we are actually playing on teams where Bennett, you and Adam are on a team, and Katie and I are on a team.
We are.
Since we haven't really done much of a face-off opportunity
do
in the past.
Names?
And what happens is James will give a number of categories to us.
We don't yet.
Peanut Gallery, do either of you have a coin in your pocket, potentially? Because we need to flip a coin to figure out who actually starts this. I can actually hear him.
The official coin.
The
will
official
be
starting
by wheels.
Coin.
Ladies first, how about that?
Okay, it is a quarter. It
so,
is
me and Adam.
Which team? Katie, Dan?
As being the furthest away, please call it in the air.
In the air.
Wait. I need to know.
I call it's going to hit the
this
fan.
This is important. Which state is it? Or is it the Eagle?
It's Connecticut.
Survey says.
I saw the tree. I saw the tree.
Wait, what is it?
Gazuntite. It's Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. Dan has
Connecticut.
Psychic powers. This makes the game fair. All right.
My really gross sneeze Heads. Is going to be on that 45 seconds.
You're not Bennett.
Oh, sorry. Well, we called the same thing, so it works out.
I can't see from here.
It's tails. Tails.
So
it is tails.
So we will start.
Would you like to go first or defer?
Do we want to kick?
I want to go first.
Okay, we'd like to go first. So what will happen is James will give us three categories to choose from.
This is the 100th episode.
No, I mean, I'd hold off on one of them and throw it in later just to... Because we want to hold the surprise of some of the fun categories to come sort of thing.
But I only have four categories.
Yeah, so you have three, right. You know, promo and one...
No, 100 categories?
No. Just four.
They were only so late, so we could only come up with so many. And by we, I mean he, so I'm not cheating. So what will happen is James will give us a category with a couple of years to choose from. From there, each team will choose a year as their selection comes up. And then he will read a select piece of the review for some supposed movie, plus the year, plus the review from Leonard Maltin in terms of stars, bomb 2-4. And then a list, a number of how many... people are on the cast list top build, so primary players in this movie, and it'll be our responsibility to bid back and forth from the bottom up to see how many names we need to hear in order to guess this film. So we'll just go into it. So James, what are our three categories? Please jump in.
The three categories that you have for the first round of the Learn Malted game are The Great Race, Birds of a Feather,
and zero names.
So for Great Race and Birds of a Feather, do those pertain to something?
The Great Race will be a movie that features at least one automobile.
I was hoping it wasn't about white people, because that would be kind of German on you.
Wow.
I heard it's like the Great Race. I was just like, where is he going with this? I want more information.
I thought they'd
louder
be like
hecklers.
Racing movies.
Hashtag, please edit that out.
No.
Birds of a Feather will be an actor, director, name of a movie, or featuring some bird.
Some bird.
Some. Oh, man. I mean,
there's so
like
many.
Like a really cute chick?
Oh.
Like
oh,
that kind of some bird? Oh, like some
bad.
Boy.
That was bad.
We're not British here, Katie.
I genuinely don't understand.
Zero names, The Great Race, or Birds of a Feather.
You know,
zero names
just
what it sounds like?
Really? I was going to say zero names. This is a good way to jump into this.
Sure, yeah. Let's go zero names.
Just to show them what for.
Is that one with no names?
Zero names. Yeah. We have...
No.
19... No, but to explain to you, what will happen is James will read the entire review from top to bottom rather than just snippets of it so that we know what movie it is, and bidding starts rather at the bottom of the list at zero. So we go into negative names where we have to actually name people on the list from top to bottom. So you'll see. You'll know the movie. You'll know the movie, and we'll get into it.
Okay.
For zero names, we have 1979, 1988, and 1991.
88 or 91 is good.
I was going to say 91.
91.
Let's go with 91, please.
Terrible mistake.
1991. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 2.5 stars.
Not great.
There are 11 names.
11 names. Okay.
A prep school populated by wealthy misfit kids is taken over by Colombian terrorists who haven't counted on the youngsters' ingenuity or determination. Mindless movie takes a seemingly idiotic premise and makes it entertaining, with likable kids and Gibraltar-like Gossett as their father figure Dean. Jerry Orbach appears unbilled.
Pass.
No. What?
Because it sounds like Home Alone to me, but in a weird way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I tag?
So we bid first.
I know.
So realistically, the lowest bid we can give is zero names, and I'm feeling pretty comfortable with that right now. Yeah, we're gonna say zero names to you guys.
So I have a
either
guess.
Either of you know that movie?
I have a guess of what movie it is, but I know I'm wrong, so that's not good.
At this
good.
Point, you all need right. to say negative one, as in name the top person, and I know it's not Lord of the Flies, so.
Name that movie, I say.
We can do that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the other part of this game is, if you can't think of it, then it's put on the other person.
Brilliant, yeah, let's do that. That seems like a good one.
Yes.
I'm going to stick with my original answer, pass. Unless
Katie has some inspiration.
Yeah.
Was Katie even born in 1991?
Yes.
That's the year I was born.
Victory by default is my favorite kind of victory, Adam.
Yes. You've made your first mistake.
Plain.
So if we pass, then
they get a point.
No,
they get a point.
So we might as well guess anyway.
Okay, so who is Gibraltar something, something, something?
I don't know. The Goonies.
I'm willing to go with that answer just based on the fact that I don't know what this film is.
That's incorrect. The movie...
Wait. Just for fun, I want to hear the top three names. Just throw it out there.
Sean Astin, Will Wheaton, and Keith Coogan.
Will Wheaton?
Holy crap.
Stand by me.
Oh, no, my friend.
I tried.
I could give you a couple more. Andrew Dvoff, Louis Gossett Jr., Denholm Elliott, T.E. Russell, George Perez, Mason Adams, R. Lee Emery, and Tracy Brooks Swope.
And the
movie was Tin Soldiers.
Okay, huh. Round of applause. Has anyone ever seen that movie?
I've seen Tiny Soldiers.
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen Small Soldiers.
Small Soldiers.
I haven't seen that one, but I am intrigued.
See, you know that whole thing I was telling you about lobs?
You're the one who chose it, my friend. This was one of the hard balls.
I was just saying in general, like, Lots of lumps are nice. So you guys get to pick the next one, so good luck on that.
Next year, next category?
Category.
Okay.
So James will prepare three categories out of four for you to pick from.
Since there's an indiscriminate negativity of facial hair, we will be giving you zero names once again. The Great Race, having to do or pertaining to a car, and Beards of a Feather as the third category.
Oh. I'm glad that there's bland words.
I defer to your wisdom here, Adam.
I feel pretty confident in my car movie knowledge, so okay. Let's go with The Great Race.
Whoosh.
In The Great Race, we have 1977, 1981, and 2000.
Okay. What are you feeling?
77 or 2000.
Okay. Let's go with a completely unfounded hunch and go with 77.
Leonard Maltin gives this movie 3 stars. You have 7 names, running 96 minutes. Vic's box office smash is the debut of ace stuntman Hal Needham as director. About as subtle as the Three Stooges, but a classic compared to the sequels and countless ripoffs which followed.
Ooh.
77.
I've prepared additional
factoids
should they be needed.
Remind me of the category once more, just because.
The Great Race.
Okay.
It's a car movie.
Okay.
With cars in it.
And there are cars.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cars. I know it's not cars. But I'll just throw that at you.
Whoa.
Now,
cars. Spoilers.
1977.
So it's up to you guys.
Okay. Well, let's. What do you think, Bennett?
I think that I have no idea what this movie is.
Good poker face.
So, yeah.
You could open with 7 names.
I have a hunch. And just to make it clear, this doesn't fall under our sort of buffering rules where TV shows can also be
applicable. No, no, no. Leonard Maltin has, so Leonard Maltin doesn't review TV shows.
Okay.
All films, okay. Nothing but.
Cool. So, let's go with 7 names.
7 names to Team Dan?
I'm willing to up the ante a little bit and say 5 names.
Ooh. 5 names to Team Adam.
I'm willing to lose the top 2.
All right. Name that movie.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
We're going to play a strategy here. That's my thought.
I'm willing to play this game.
Lose?
Okay, so...
Maybe.
We get 5 names, James, from the bottom up.
From the bottom, Pat McCormick, Paul Williams, Mike Henry, Jerry Reed, and Jackie Gleason.
Is one of those the name of the car?
No. Okay, so 1977.
Did you hear that? It's not Knight Rider.
It's not Knight Rider. 1977. Could we get the review synopsis once more, just for the hell of it, to let me think?
This 3-star box office smash is the debut of ace stuntman Hal Needham as director. About as subtle as the Three Stooges, but a classic compared to the sequels and countless ripoffs which followed. Oh, running time, 96 minutos.
Is there... Though it is pretty slapstick. And, I mean, there's a race, but I don't know if that's a race. I mean, it's... Point of clarification. When you say race, do you mean one that is sanctioned by an organization such as NASCAR or Indy or the like?
The Great Race is a... large category, which envelops any car or any movie that has a car in it.
Oh, any car, any
yeah,
car.
Any, it doesn't have to be a race.
I like
features
your guess,
a car?
Though, 77. Is
I don't know about the cast, though.
Well, but they, we're missing two. We're missing two.
Which
so
would be the two.
The two.
I'm assuming.
And I, you know what? I am willing to go with your guess. I throw it down. Throw it down.
Final answer.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
I feel like it was a little early for that, but yeah. Still.
Nope. Let's have the final two names just
for fun.
The final two names. Can we throw it open to the peanut gallery?
Well, I'd like to let them feel that.
Sally Field
and
Burt Reynolds.
And Burt Reynolds?
Burt
Oh.
The additional clue would have been it features one of the greatest mustaches in all of film history.
I still don't know.
Yeah, I'm glad that
it's that it's not it's yeah, Smoking the Bandit. I was gonna say Cannonball Run,
really?
But I know that wasn't right.
Okay.
Didn't even have the bandit. Well, I was thinking about Herbie the Love Bug, so I was waiting for you to say Buddy Hackett in there.
So that's 2 points.
Yeah,
for
that
would have
been
Adam.
That would have come
it's
out
a
earlier.
Good thing
than
we're
that,
playing to 5.
Yeah. So they get to pick again for fun.
Victory through apathy.
All right. We'll give you 0 names, birds of a feather, or beards of a feather.
Ah.
Birds?
Yeah,
I don't
Bennett,
know a lot of
you,
bird movies.
You choose.
Okay, let's do birds of a feather. Nobody's done that yet. Yeah. Let's go.
Birds of a feather. We have 1989, 1991, or 1997.
Let's go recent. What do you think? 97?
Yeah, let's go 97.
97? Okay. Somewhat recent, yeah. Relatively speaking.
This movie garnered 3.5 stars from Leonard Maltin.
What?
And has 12 names. At a running time of 136 minutes, this adaptation was a tale of corruption featuring Best Supporting Actress in an Oscar. It gained 2 Oscars, but was, according to Leonard Maltin, surrounded by many Oscar-worthy co-stars.
Hmm.
You said 12 names.
12 names. The bidding begins with Team Adam.
Okay. What do you think? How do we feel?
12?
Let's go 11. You want to go
11, all right.
Let's do 11 names.
Team Dan?
I mean, so
10.
Hold on. Before we officially say 10, just for fun. So, because you really opened this up to Bird could be
Bird
anything.
Could be the name of the director, an actor in the title, or the movie could be featuring a bird.
So Sam Eagle could be on that list were it a Muppet movie somehow, some way.
Hypothetically, yes.
Hypothetically. Okay, I wanted to make sure that we were in the same boat. 10.
What year is the movie?
97. 1997. You want to go 9? You want
to go 9? Might as well.
Let's do 9. We're going to take 9.
Team Dan?
I don't know.
Yeah, now we're getting into the nitty-gritty.
We're right up to the... Well, but Best Supporting, so we're losing that, so... 97...
Did any movies even come out that year?
No. And there's a bird in it.
Could we hear the synopsis again, or is it too soon for that?
No, we can ask that once more time.
Leonard Maltin gave this movie 3.5 stars.
Good movie.
From 1997,
right.
At a running time of 136 minutes, this tale of corruption is an adaptation and featured the Best Supporting Actress Oscar for the years. Leonard Maltin says there were 2 Oscars won, but the cast was surrounded by Oscar-worthy co-stars.
So that means on top of Best Supporting, there was another Oscar in there somewhere, but it's something. I feel like this is big enough to do one more. So are we saying nine at this
you're
point?
8.
We're at
they
8?
Said
yeah.
Nine.
Are
you?
Yeah,
because you guys said 10.
8.
Right. I'm willing to go 8.
Okay. What do you think, Bennett?
Name that movie.
Name that movie.
Honest again. We got to get this on them once.
Eight names.
The eight names are Simon Baker, Ron Rifkin, Paul Guilfoyle, Brenda Bakke, Graham Beckel, Danny DeVito, Kim Basinger.
Oh!
Crap.
And David Strathairn.
How many how many films have they been in together? 1997 that has a bird in it, much like hypothetically a penguin. Though I don't know if that movie had garnered any Oscars. I didn't think so. But I was on a chase there for a second and a half. Because I thought maybe Batman Returns, but...
Cause that, what? Did it win anything?
I don't think so, but at the same time, Danny DeVito, Kim Basinger...
Tale of Corruption. And it's an adaptation.
We're going to need both of those, realistically.
Yeah.
There is corruption, yeah. Because... what Cobblepot is a politician, and it's an adaptation on Batman.
We're going to need a buffering answer soon.
Unless you have something better, I'm willing to say Batman Returns, because I'm not picking up vibes elsewhere, unfortunately.
Go for it.
Batman Returns, why not?
The answer was L.A. Confidential, and our bird of a feather was the second name. Russell Crowe.
I am amused.
I was close. It was a
category.
Blonde.
Yeah.
All right.
Batman Returns, I think, came out earlier in the 90s.
Blonde.
But that was a good
team.
Guess.
Adam selects again?
Yeah, they pick again.
Team okay. Adam, up 3-0, selects again.
I have
again.
A plan.
You will you will receive Zero Names, Birds of a Feather, and The Great Race.
Oh, okay. What do you think,
Bennett? Zero Names?
Yeah, let's try Zero Names again.
Let's do 88.
Oh, he hasn't given us options yet.
Oh, there are there more years?
He remembered.
Oh, that's right? Okay.
It's 79 or 88 are those.
Yeah. Left.
Okay.
Euros Born.
Cool, yeah, let's go 88.
Leonard Maltin gave this 2 stars. Oh. There are 8 actors listed. A lonely drifter arrives in L.A., discovers the consumer society is being dominated by aliens whose human disguises and subliminal advertising messages are visible only through special glasses. Satiric sci-fi adventure begins well, degenerates into a standard urban action piece, not helped by awful alien makeup. Screenwriter Frank Armitage, working from a story by Paul Faraday Nelson, is actually director Carpenter.
Huh.
The bidding starts at Zero Names.
Story of my life, wow. This is killer. Do you have thoughts, Bennett?
Well, I think I don't know.
The bidding starts at Zero Names, gentlemen. Would you like to go lower?
That confidence says yes.
Zero Names.
All right. I'm pretty sure I know. Yeah, I know.
Okay, you've got it. You've got a thought. Okay, that's good.
Team Dan,
do it. Name that movie.
Okay. Oh my god, it's been parodied endlessly. I don't know if I know the name of the actual movie, but it's black and white. I think it's and everybody in like the media and everything, like they have like horrible faces, and he ends up putting on the X-ray glasses at the back of the book, and he ends up freaking out, and like they realize that he can see them because they're controlling everybody with like the radio messages, and yeah, and then at the
peanut gallery,
like,
knock it off.
This is like a great tragedy. Great description of the movie that doesn't quite follow exactly what I was saying, but I'd like you to name that movie. great
it,
stalling.
Well, it's not
though.
The Happening. It's not. Not Vision, it's...
I'll give you a hint.
I just TV trope this.
It's not Weekend at Bernie's.
Well, Well, there goes my guess.
Yeah, it's not Boondock Saints either. I'm pretty sure of that. It's definitely not the Three Amigos.
It's not Primer. It's not... Oh, God.
Moon. We know it's not, but...
Name
I'm
that movie.
To remind myself.
We're going to need an answer, gentlemen.
Bennett, it's your brain.
Okay.
It's in your brain. You know more of this than I do, in this case.
The Visitors?
No, that's not the answer.
Yeah!
Would you like me to start with names?
No, I'm not going to get the name.
Which is what
actors.
We've been getting anyway.
Yeah.
The answer is They Live, starring Rowdy
Piper.
Roddy Piper.
I'm a terrible person.
Yeah, really, really over the plate. You know, everybody knows that one.
Well, it's a classic. Like, it's parodied everywhere.
Never.
They Live?
Never seen it. Never heard of it.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen it parodied everywhere.
He's all out of bubblegum. Nope, nothing.
If you will notice, there's a distinct theme to all of these movies, which, if you can guess it, will definitely help you.
Movies Katie doesn't know.
Movies James has seen.
People who have not been in my kitchen.
That's it.
That's it.
All right, movies. So this will go to Team Dan.
Movies that I, for some reason, I have
want
only
the beards,
seen 30
James.
Seconds of
I
on
want
YouTube.
The beards.
Team Dan.
We're already picking beards.
All right.
Beards.
Sure. Beards of a feather.
I should have known They Live. Failing the team.
It's okay.
Beards
we're
of a feather.
Winning.
We have 1995, 2000,
ooh.
And 2007.
Ooh.
What?
Down one. I feel like the most recent may not be as helpful as it seems.
In 2007, I was on it.
Choke up on the mic, please.
No.
You
I'm
can't be heard.
I'm conversing with my teammate.
What was the mid?
Yeah, the audience.
Confidential.
1995, 2000, and 2007.
You have nothing.
I mean, I'll lean on you heavily on this if we do 2007.
Which?
2007.
2007 for beer.
2007. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 1.5 stars.
Woo, big
with
one.
12 names. Watch hijinks ensue. Wasting the likable and talented lead actor, this movie possessed about as much genuine spirituality as a velvet painting of Jesus.
Is it a comedy?
Well, that doesn't really fall under the... No.
We've changed the game from the Leonard Maltin game to 20 questions because neither team is able to answer.
Could you...
Use it in the form of a question. No.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Can you read just the very beginning of the synopsis again?
From 2007, Leonard Maltin gave this movie 1.5 stars with 12 names. Watch hijinks ensue, wasting the likable and talented lead actor. This movie possessed about as much genuine spirituality as a velvet painting of Jesus.
I mean, at this point...
12 names to Team Adam.
Okay.
It's an opener.
Let's go 11.
11 names to Team Dan.
For 1.5 stars, I feel like if we throw it their way, I'd be interested either way. Because...
Okay.
Yeah, name that movie.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Just, 11 names?
Yeah, I'm throwing down.
Jimmy Bennett, Graham Phillips... Johnny Simmons, Harve Presnell, Molly Shannon, Jonah Hill, John Michael Higgins, Wanda Sykes, John Goodman, Lauren Graham, and Morgan Freeman.
There's Morgan Freeman and Jonah Hill in it?
Oh.
Name that movie.
Okay. I have a hunch.
Fail.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, so let's hear the synopsis one more time.
Leonard Maltin gave this 1.5 stars. Watch hijinks ensue, wasting the likable and talented lead actor. This movie possessed, according to Leonard Maltin, about as much genuine spirituality as a velvet painting of Jesus.
Okay. Well, I'm sort of leaning toward Bruce Almighty.
With Jonah Hill?
Oh, I suppose he was. He might have. No,
he might have been a bit part, because that was before his breakout role in Superbad.
Yeah.
Bruce Almighty would be a good one for Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What? How many names did are we missing? Are we missing?
You only missed one.
Only missed one.
Yeah, there was only one name that we didn't get.
Was Steve Carell on that list? Because if he's not on that list, it's not Bruce Almighty.
Yeah. Because
he was a big enough name to make the top.
Well, not if he was the lead.
He's not the lead. And then it's Evan Almighty. Which is the sequel to Bruce Almighty.
Yeah. I feel like the review would have mentioned if it was
a sequel.
Sequel.
It only got 1.5 stars, and Evan Almighty was terrible. Bruce Almighty was at least like an okay film. And it did have Morgan Freeman coming back.
I don't know. I'm still leaning more toward Bruce Almighty because Bruce Almighty wasn't all that great of a movie either.
But Steve Carell isn't in the cast.
Gentlemen, we're going to need you to name that movie.
Well, do you have a better idea?
No.
All right.
I think Evan Almighty is a better guess than Bruce Almighty. Plus, we didn't get the female lead's name in there. The girl from Friends or whatever.
Ah, that's true. Okay. Should we go with Evan Almighty?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Evan Almighty?
For the first time all evening, we have named that movie.
Whoa! All right! I was really hoping you'd say Bruce just to be wrong.
I was like, there's some names missing that I would recognize if it was Bruce Almighty.
Like Jennifer Aniston.
So if they got it correct, they're going to choose again?
We still pick because they guess.
Back to Team Dan. We have Zero Names, The Great Race, and because you asked for it, Beards.
More Beards.
But it may help us to do Zero Names because we have been, not scoring.
This could be game point.
More movies James has seen.
People who have not been in
more movies James has
position.
Seen.
Honestly, They Live was kind of a softball.
That I've never heard of.
It's a cult classic. It's like
I'm not in part of your cult.
It's like not getting Office Space. We're just terrible people.
Okay.
Fine.
No, Beards. Beards. She's right. Beards.
In Beards of a Feather, we have 1995 left, and we have 2000.
I'm going to say 2000 because we were going to do that before, but I caved then. So 2000. Beards.
Leonard Maltin gave this a luscious 3.5 stars.
Ooh,
with seven names. No narration, little music, just great movie making. The screenplay was by William F. Broyles Jr., and the success of the movie is chalked up to the lead actor's goodwill.
How many stars?
2,000.
3.5 luscious stars.
3.5.
No, I just embellished there.
Okay.
But it's the first one I think that we've gotten that was 3.5 stars. Most of the other ones.
Three, maybe.
It was like 138 minutes long or whatever. It was 3.5 stars, I'm pretty sure.
I have
You're
a guess.
I can remember things that happened
today.
The bidding opens at seven names.
Seven names. I'm willing to say. I'm going to confer, but I'm feeling four. If I'm getting this right, because I'm getting the beard. I think I know where the beard is playing on this one, possibly, but this could just be a horrible game ender since this may be a movie that only James has seen. How about this? I will open with I'm comfortable with seven to start.
Seven names to Team Adam.
Let's go six.
Six
let's
to
let's
Team
play
Dan.
The game.
At this point, it is five or them. So,
Your call, bro.
Speaking you picked the beards. You got to play the game a little bit.
Talk into the mic, Katie.
Katie, there's a, see that orange thing?
The people want to hear you.
Do I hear five names from Team Dan? Do I hear five names?
It's like Ursula. It's going to steal your voice. And it already
name
has.
That movie.
I accept.
All right. Let's have those names.
Yeah, I kind of saw that coming.
This is going to be a game ender.
Yeah, I figured.
The seventh name, Wilson, Jennifer Lewis, Christopher Noth, Larry White, Nick Searcy, one more, Helen Hunt.
Did the review say this was a silent movie or something?
Name no, there was just like no soundtrack or something.
At 3.5 luscious stars, this movie features no narration, little music, just great movie making. Screenplay by William F. Broyles Jr. and Leonard Maltin chalks the success up to its leading actor's goodwill.
Man, we didn't get leading actor.
I'm glad I got this wrong.
Is this
in my head?
Is that about when Castaway came out?
He does have a very prominent beard in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Do you think that's a good guess?
I think that's a good one.
Okay. All right, we're going to go with Castaway.
For the win, Team Adam guesses Castaway and names that movie.
Yeah!
I would have thought the fact that the seventh actor that Leonard Maltin names is Wilson. There was no first or last name.
I thought that might be
it was just
Wilson.
It was just Wilson.
I kind of zone out when we say people that are in movies.
Way to go, Wilson. For
congratulations to Team Adam Bennett on their success for the 100th episode.
Woo!
And the Leonard Maltin game.
Yes. I feel like we're victorious.
We are so victorious
right
now.
By default, I'll give you that.
Okay, Mr. Didn't Know What They Live Was and named no movies.
Yeah. I've named movies. They've all just been wrong.
A bonus point for anybody who can guess the theme of the Leonard Maltin game.
I got it. Movies with famous wrestlers in them.
No.
Didn't you say Roddy Piper?
Yeah, that was one.
That was one.
That was one of the six movies that we did.
Okay. Okay, what? You guys have a guess? Team Dan?
They Live.
Is it movies with, like, praying in them or something?
The theme of the Leonard Maltin game, in honor of the Wheeler Whalen Power Hour, featuring
flower,
some guy
flower,
named Adam.
Flower.
Flower. Is movies that my brother would have gotten.
Yeah, he got 4 out of 6.
And hence why he knew so many.
So this is Dan. Thank you for listening to the Buffering. Okay, whatever. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. You can find the Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find articles that Adam and I are writing, bonus tracks that we've come up with, like this one that you're listening to right now and that's also being used for our commercial break, a full archive of all of our episodes, photos of our guests, plus, that's everything. Yeah, so go to bufferingpodcast.com for all of that and potentially more if we come up with stuff.
I'm James Wheeler, and you can find The Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher, stream the latest in news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere, on demand and on the go. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 15,000 radio shows, live radio shows, and podcasts like this one.
Wow.
I miss all my silly voice ones that we did.
That was
Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
I wanted to throw in
the smarter way to listen to radio. Well, my name is Bennett Wadecamper, and you can find Buffering on Facebook at facebook.com/buffering podcast. And there they have updates for all of their episodes.
When things happen.
Where things happen. What's the things that you put out before?
Photos, teasers. Upcoming guests.
Bonus tracks, articles.
Bonus tracks, articles. All those things that I know and have very intimate knowledge about them. And you can too.
A little bit of Stephen Colbert at the end there.
I am America.
That was beautiful.
Hi, this is producer Katie of the Buffering Podcast. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you're probably going to do it wrong.
So listen to these simple instructions.
Thank you, voice in my head.
You're welcome.
Hey, this is Katie, producer. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, that's at Buffer Podcast. Check us out for all sorts of great pictures of all of our great guests and super information culled from smarter Twitter accounts that actually get their handle right. Hashtag awesome sauce.
Hey, follow us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast.
Because Buffering Podcast was too long.
Yeah, you know, a whole hundred.
It was too long.
It didn't fit. I tried. Yes. I really did.
And I'm Adam Erdman, and you can find The Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for The Buffering Podcast, or my name, or Dan's name, or any of the guests who have appeared on the show.
It's like an audition for Carl Castle's job. Like, yeah, you just kind of had the mellow flow into that.
Look out, Carl Castle.
But you're not
I'm coming for you.
And here's iTunes with Adam Erdman. Ooh, yeah.
Every correct
point.
Answer?
Point, yes.
All right.
And
Moo earns.
The shenanigan sound is one and and then you say what's wrong.
So, yeah, anyone can call shenanigans.
It's calling the bluff on somebody.
Excellent. Yeah. All right.
Okay, so let's try this again.
Let's try that again.
Wait. Before you jump into that, Dave, what's your sound?
Moo.
Adam, what's your sound?
Cow.
Mine's oink. All right, now we can jump. No.
Moo.
Oink.
No.
Cow.
Moo.
Cow.
Any
answer that you answer
incorrectly
and are called out on, answer for, you get a nega point. Excuse me, what is that?
It's a nega point. Negative point.
Okay. Yeah. You should say nega.
She
a little bit more.
She enunciated. Okay. I got it.
He thought you were being a racist.
All right. Game on.
Welcome back to the Century Podcast, the Buffering Podcast. 100 beautiful episodes. We're now going to move into Movie Bluff, where
beautifully
each
racist
of the wonderful candidates is going to use a barnyard sound that sounds like this. Dan?
Oink.
Adam?
Cow.
And David?
Moo.
All right, we're going to be doing a throwback to the Wheeler Whalen Flower Hour featuring the Wheeler Boys, Dan Whalen, and some guy named Adam. So we're going to start with That 70s Show, and we're going to say cast.
Cow.
Dave.
Oh.
Topher Grace.
Topher Grace. Movie.
Cow. Oh.
Dan.
In Good Company.
In Good Company. Cast.
Oh, what's his name? What's his name? Oh, and we have 5 seconds to answer.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, I can picture his face, but I got nothing.
Yeah, it was on the tip of my tongue.
I was hoping you were going to say movie.
Huh.
Nope.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it.
I can picture the poster, and it's Topher Grace, some guy, some girl.
Yeah. I can picture a beautiful ham sandwich, but that doesn't make it so.
No. Nope.
So we'll reboot.
Yeah, something
and
new.
And we will start
that
over.
Was a short round. That's okay.
All right.
Yeah, short round.
We're going to start with Steve Martin, movie.
Oink.
Dr. Jones. Sorry, she said short round.
Trains, that goes to Dan.
Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
Trains, Planes, and Automobiles referenced earlier today. Let's go with cast.
Oink.
Dan.
John Candy.
John Candy. Let's go with cast.
Of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, that's 5 seconds.
I can't think of the wife.
No. Was Leslie Nielsen in that?
No, I don't think so.
Martin Short?
No.
Mm. Let's reboot.
Again.
And we're going to go with The Usual Suspects cast.
Wow.
That goes to Adam.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey cast.
Cow.
Oh, shoot. That goes to Dan.
Kevin Pollak.
Kevin Pollak. Let's go with movie.
Oh, I can picture his funny face, but
which one was he?
I don't know what else he's been in recently.
I swear I'm not doing this to no. get back at Dan.
The night of no answers.
And hey, round three ends.
I'm throwing answers out there. I just can't have follow-ups.
If you, we're going to go through cast, all of my people real quick.
You did cast on a lot of those.
So let's... And we'll go back to the usual suspects. Cast.
Cow.
That goes to Adam.
Benicio del Toro.
Benicio del Toro. We will go with movie.
Oh, there's one. There's one. What is it?
Oink.
Dan?
Snatch.
Oh, yeah.
Snatch. Cast.
Moo.
That's Dan again.
I was actually saying
Dave,
moo.
Dave caught it just a
moo you, got
you're
it.
You're mooing?
Yeah. I'm moo.
Oh, okay.
I've always been moo. Moo!
Thank you.
Much better.
Oh, Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Cast.
Cowl.
Adam.
Jason Statham. Keep going.
And we'll go with cast.
I can't think of his name, but he died.
Man. Yeah, that's 5 seconds.
You're thinking of Vinnie Jones, I believe.
No.
Nope. Vinnie Jones is still alive, isn't he?
Was I thinking of Vinnie Jones?
No.
That's who I was thinking you were thinking of.
Who's the guy from New York with the mustache? Dennis Ferrara! Fuck! Oh, I thought of it just now.
All right, we'll reboot. And as we're thinking of New York, we'll think of the Gangs of New York. Cast.
Cow.
Adam?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Movie.
Cow.
Adam?
The Last of the Mohicans.
The Last of the Mohicans.
Damn.
Movie.
Cow.
Gonna give that to Dan.
There will be blood.
Cast.
Cow.
Adam?
Paul Dano.
Paul Dano. Movie.
Oink. Cow.
I'm going to give that to Dan.
Looper.
Looper. Cast.
Oink.
Dan.
That was Dave.
That was Dave.
Fuck.
Bruce Willis. It's the moo and the cow. Really, guys, we couldn't pick something a little bit different.
They are different phonetically.
Yeah, well, yeah. They're all coming the same to
Bruce
me.
Willis.
Bruce Willis. Movie.
Oink.
Dan.
Armageddon.
Armageddon. Cast.
Cow.
Oh, David. Dave.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, cast.
Who?
I think that was... No, he came last by a bunch. Moo came last.
I'm sorry. The cow. They were pointing
cow,
that way.
Adam.
I was generalizing.
Woo-hoo. See? It's hard.
Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi. Movie.
Cow.
That was Dan. Dan? Yeah.
Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs. Cast.
Oink.
Dan.
Let's go with somebody. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can't think of his name now. I was going to say Paul Rodriguez, but that's wrong.
Anyone else can buzz in.
Can someone else?
Moo.
David.
Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino. Cast.
Oh, what's his name?
Oink.
Oh, what's his name?
Dan, you already
Tim Roth.
Oh.
Dan? All right. Tim Roth. Movie.
Oink.
Dan.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. Movie.
Yeah.
Tim Roth.
That's
again.
5 seconds.
Any of you effing pricks move.
Oh.
And I'll execute every mother effing last one of you.
Moo.
David.
He was
Pulp
in
Fiction. Pulp Fiction. Cass.
Moo.
What?
That was
David.
5 seconds. That was still
yeah,
5 seconds.
The round was over.
Yeah, the round was over. What are you giving hints?
So that
what
was.
I mean, it was 5 seconds. You were done.
No, no.
But
everyone was. Everyone was done.
No one gets out.
Yeah, no one's out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Throwing Excellent. Your own
well,
rules in there.
Don't count those, Katie. Hey, I'm the host. I make the rules.
No,
this is the 100th
you don't.
Episode.
You don't.
Do we? Are we going to do a score update?
Yeah.
A scoring update from
yeah.
Madam Katie.
Bump up, but
I'm number 3.
Coming to you live from the too far away for this microphone sofa. That's good. That was my sidekick, Bennett. All right. So, presently in third, we have Dave with 5 points.
Woo.
In second, we have Adam with 7 points.
Ah.
And in first, we have Dankins with 11 points, but 1 negapoint, so
oh.
10 points.
Ha ha. All right, back
Thank
to
you.
The action. We're going to start with the actor Paul Rudd movie?
Oink.
The Oink Savit.
I will go with 40-Year-Old Virgin.
40-Year-Old Virgin cast.
Move. Oink. Ow.
David.
Did you say ow?
I said...
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell, movie.
Oink. Ow. Oh.
Wait. Oink. That's Dan.
Dan in real life.
Dan in real life cast.
I didn't see it. That movie looked like it sucked.
Not Dan.
Yeah.
Me.
I was hoping you were going to say movie.
That's 5 seconds, yeah.
All right. We're going to go with a crowd pleaser, and we're going to start off with David Tennant movie.
Cow.
Oink.
Let's go with Doctor Who.
Doctor Who movie.
Oink.
Dan.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Wanna.
I tried. I guessed. Whatever.
Wanna stands.
Yes.
It was Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Yes, I guess.
One mega point.
I'll take it.
I get a point. From
Stab in the Dark.
Yeah, got you.
Yeah, because I've read all of like four of those books anyway.
And we're running back into Excuses McGee.
Yep.
Movie.
Move.
Oh, we're,
David.
Oh.
Fright Night.
No, Dan. Excuses McGee is not a
Wait,
real person.
No, no, no. I thought we were continuing with
the
David Tennant.
I was in Grasshopper, damn it.
I thought
the one on nega point ended. Yes?
Yeah,
no?
It did.
Yes.
It okay. Did.
Right. I just heard
he's,
the
he's
we're
making
continue-
up his own rules again.
I just heard
no,
the word
I did not. A nega
on.
Point ends. I said Excuses McGee. The correct answer was Dan. Oink. All right, here we go. We're going, jumping back into
weird.
It with the cast of Hackers.
Moo!
David.
Holy
oh,
crap.
Oh, fuck.
Matthew Lillard.
Matthew Lillard. Cast.
Moo.
David.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie. Movie.
Cow.
Cow, have it.
Gone in 60 seconds.
Gone in 60 seconds. Cast.
Moo. Cow. Oh, God.
Jesus. David.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. Movie.
Oink. Cow.
Oh. Oink. Dan.
Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Sorcerer's Apprentice. Movie.
Oink. Cow.
Cow.
National Treasure.
National Treasure. Movie.
Cow. Moo.
Not even gonna.
David.
It was me.
Ghost Rider.
Oh. Ghost Rider. Movie.
Cow.
Adam.
Face Off.
Face Off. Movie.
Moon.
David.
Oh, fuck.
Through.
Three, over the Hedge.
Two.
Oh, God.
One and
Over
a.
The Head.
I'm going to say One and A, just to throw that out there.
I thought he voiced one of the characters.
I don't think Nicolas Cage was a. I know William Shatner and Avril Lavigne were in that.
Animals in the
you could use world. You could use your mic at the same time.
Whatever.
Yeah, the people want to know what you're saying.
Possibly.
All right. Okay. So
I'm gonna say he wasn't in Over the Hedge.
We're checking.
I'm trying to
yep.
think.
James is looking it up. I'm totally
he
ready
wasn't.
With more Nicolas Cage movies, though.
Yeah, always ready.
We were last time I was here. We got a big Nicolas Cage run.
Yeah.
There's always space for Nicolas always Cage run.
Can I get a Surly while you're up?
Yeah.
Thank you. Either or.
Over the Hedge, directed by Tim Johnson, Carrie Kirkpatrick. Stars Bruce Willis, Gary Shandling, Steve Carell, Wanda Sykes.
Nope.
William Shatner, Nick Nolte, Thomas Hayden Church, Allison Janney, Eugene Levy,
Nolte.
Catherine O'Hara, Avril Lavigne, Omid Jalili, Sammy Kirkpatrick. I don't think
yeah.
we're going to see the Nicolas
nope.
Cage.
Yeah.
Point stolen.
Nice.
Yep. Nega point.
Well done. Well done, Dan.
I feel confident.
Excellent.
Okay.
We're ready for a reboot. We're refreshed on the beverages.
Yeah, I'm good.
Ready to go.
All right. We're going Mel Brooks movie.
Oink.
Oink to Dan.
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs. Cast.
Moo.
Oink.
Moo has it.
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis movie.
Oink. Oink.
That goes to Adam.
Home Alone. I mean, no. That's
he said
right. Honey, I shrunk the kids.
That's shenanigans on Adam. No, nega point.
Honey, I shrunk the kids. Oh, God.
I don't even know.
A nega point and shame forever upon your house.
No. God damn it.
60 points from Hufflepuff.
I am not Hufflepuff.
You are now.
Oh, snap.
No.
And on that note, we'll go with Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Moose. Cow.
Moose.
He didn't even finish saying it.
What?
He said prisoner, so it's okay. Go ahead.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson. Cast.
Cow.
Adam.
Let's go with Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman. Movie.
Moo.
Moo. To David.
Dogma.
Dogma. Cast.
Oink. Wow.
Oink has it.
Dan? Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Movie.
Wow. Holy shit.
Dave.
Daredevil.
Daredevil. Cast.
Moo.
Dave.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell. Movie.
Oink.
Cow.
Oink.
The Recruit.
The Recruit. Movie? Movie. That
Cow.
Was a directive. Adam.
Cow. Troy.
Troy. Movie.
Moo. Oh. Damn it.
You mooed. Two.
Nope.
One.
Oink. Oink, 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 oink. In Bruges.
In Bruges. Cast.
You're a fucking inanimate object.
All right. Wow. Three.
What?
Two. One.
I can't think of his name. That was because I couldn't.
No, I didn't. I'm not in Hufflepuff. I've taken many online surveys that clearly show that I'm either Gryffindor or Ravenclaw, but in most cases, Gryffindor.
I can't think of his name, but it's the guy who said you're an inanimate object. Who's Voldemort? Who's Voldemort?
Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah, he was in Bruges.
Did he have a nose?
Yes.
In honor of our 100th episode, and in honor of the three beautiful gentlemen we have playing this game, we're going to go with 300 cast.
Cow.
Adam.
That is Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler. Movie.
Cow.
Adam.
The Phantom of the Opera.
The Phantom of the Opera. Cast.
Oh, what's her
I'm
name?
I'm glad I
What's
hate
her name?
Gerard Butler.
Oh, cow.
Adam.
Emily Porter.
Emily Porter. Movie.
Wanana?
Are you serious?
Wanana.
Wanana? Phantom of the Opera?
No, they're time signaling. We're fine, but still.
Manamana? Wanana.
Yeah, you want to look that up? Because I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to get their attention on things.
It's something like that.
Phantom of the Opera is being looked up.
I probably. It's probably like Amelia. Or.
I believe the name you're looking for is Emmy Rossum.
Oh, God.
I need to check and see if.
It is Emmy Rossum.
Yeah, it is Emmy Rossum. But maybe there was an Emily Porter further down.
Didn't we go to a high school with Emily Porter?
We might have.
Yeah, actually, yeah, she was in my class.
Okay, so I'm not nuts on that one. Yeah. Yeah, I know, right?
When we didn't do that in high school.
Oh, yeah, the Phantom of the Opera is here.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
We can either go with this podcast is solid as a, or it's dropping like a. We're going with the Rock cast.
Oink.
Dan.
Scorpion King.
Wrong.
See, what?
Cow.
Moo. Wanana.
Okay, let's clarify. I was going for the movie The Rock.
And I heard The Rock.
His actor name is Dwayne Johnson.
But he said The Rock, and he knows wrestlers, so I was going based on that pretense.
It's Dwayne Johnson,
not The Rock. I believe you were looking for Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
We now have a new Boondock Saints.
The Rock!
Scorpion King!
Scorpion King! Scorpion King! As host, I'm going to have to apologize for that. I saw two great puns and couldn't help but make the jump to a Sean Connery movie so that we could get on a great Sean Connery topic. Bouncing back to the Leonard Maltin game.
That was worth it, though.
Beards of a Feather.
I was so ready with Sean Connery.
How could you not yell Tooth Fairy? Come on.
You shouted Scorpion King.
Right?
As long as we're on that, let's say Scorpion King and let's go with movie. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Dave.
Fast Six.
Fast Six cast. Moo. Dave.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel movie.
Cow.
Adam.
Pitch Black.
Pitch Black movie.
Moo.
We can't.
Oh, didn't
get this. Too close though.
Dave called. Moo. Yeah, Dave called in.
Dave.
The Iron Giant.
The Iron Giant cast.
Weird. Ooh. Oh, he was the Iron Giant. That's crazy.
Superman. I can picture his animated version, but not him.
Yeah, that's where I am too.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom. All right, and now we're going to go with the other Rock cast.
Moo.
Cow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Moo.
David.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. Movie.
Cow.
Adam.
From Russia with Love.
From Russia with Love. Movie.
Oink.
Moo. Dan.
Last Crusade of Indiana Jones.
You,
I commented. I commented.
Give it to him. Yeah.
Movie.
Cow. Moo. That was me. That was me.
That was a moo.
Me.
That was a moo. Dave. Aww.
Finding Forrester.
Finding Forrester. Movie.
Cow.
Dan. Or Adam.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Movie.
Oink.
Dan.
Entrapment.
Entrapment.
Nice.
Movie.
Cow.
Adam.
It's been long enough. Goldfinger.
Wow. Goldfinger. Cast.
The German guy who couldn't speak English and had all his lines dubbed.
Yeah, the short guy who threw his hat and killed people.
The short guy. Wow. Yeah, let's just say Odd Job, Goldfinger,
three,
and
two,
Pussy Galore.
One.
And,
All right.
My ring
we're
going to
call that,
for a while.
And we're going to start with Groundhog Day cast.
Oink.
Dan.
Oh, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray cast.
Oink.
Dan.
Let's go with it's not Paul Dano, it's Daniel Stern.
Daniel Stern movie. We've hit the 1 minute warning, gentlemen.
Moo.
Dave.
Cabin Boy.
Cabin Boy cast.
Oh fuck.
I don't know.
Done.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're going to head into the last one.
Okay, but before that, Daniel Stern wasn't the right answer. I know that because he's the guy from, never mind. I was wrong, but thank you for that point.
Point of clarity, I'd like to go with the last one. This will be the last one.
Okay.
Last run, and we're going to start with Cool Runnings, guys.
Point. Wow.
Oink has it.
John Candy.
John Candy, movie.
Cow.
Cow.
Home Alone.
Home Alone. Cast.
Oink.
Moo. Oink. Dan.
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin. Movie.
Oink.
Moo.
Oink.
Party Monsters.
Oh. Party Monsters. Movie.
Oink.
Dan.
Saved.
Saved. Movie.
Cow.
Adam.
Home Alone 2.
It's been long enough.
Home Alone 2. Movie.
Moo.
David.
The Pagemaster.
The Pagemaster. Movie. Yeah.
And the crowd goes dead.
The saddest movie
Moo.
Of all time. David.
My Girl.
That is correct.
Oh.
That is correct, David. And we're going to go with cast.
Oink.
Dan.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd. Movie.
Cow.
Cow.
The Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers. Cast.
Moo. Oink.
Moo. David.
John Belushi.
John Belushi. Cast.
Oink. Cow.
Oink. Dan.
Let's go with Paul Reiser.
Paul Reiser. Movie.
I wouldn't count it if I even said it myself. Pass.
4, 3. We're going to let it end. David.
Hercules.
Oh, goddamn, you're
Hercules.
Good.
Nice job, buddy. Cast.
Oink.
Dan.
Rip Torn.
Rip Torn. Movie.
Wow.
That's an oink to Dan.
Men in Black.
Damn it.
Men in Black. Movie.
Oink.
Dan.
Dodgeball.
Shit.
Jesus. Nice.
Cow.
Cast.
Cow.
Adam.
Ben Stiller. Sorry.
Ben Stiller. Movie.
Moo.
David. 4.
Zoolander.
3. Zoolander. Movie.
Cow. Anchorman.
Adam.
Anchorman. Sorry. I'm
Anchorman.
Jumping again.
Cast.
Oink.
Cow.
Dan.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, movie.
Oink.
Cow. Oh.
Dan.
Let's go with Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live. Movie.
Cowl. Step Brothers.
Step Brothers. Cast.
Oink.
Dan.
Oh, God.
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. Movie.
Cowl.
Adam.
Bring
it back, brother.
It's not Walk the Line. It's
Sweet Chaps.
It's, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God.
Just think Sweet Chaps.
Oh, God.
One.
Oh, no!
Move. Dave.
Move. Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh.
Movie.
Duh.
It's the last one. I got to challenge you guys. Don't let it sit on this. I already gave you a clue. I said bring it back. I said big old chops.
Cow.
Adam.
Anchorman.
You.
It's been long enough.
It's been long enough.
It's been long enough, but that wasn't what I was looking for. Movie. I like to bring podcasts full circle, and so I'm looking for something specific here.
I'll say Oink. Riley.
Dan.
Isn't it Walk Hard?
It is Walk Hard.
Oh.
The Dewey Cox story. And I will say movie because I'm still fishing. Dave.
Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights. I'm still fishing. Movie.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I was trying to warn him. I knew that, but
went too
I
fast.
Just let it go. He was of the right.
Mutton Chops.
Two, we've discussed it tonight. Three, four. Kill it.
Done. No way.
No,
the movie that I was looking for was Gangs of New York.
Oh,
sweet, sweet Mutton Chops.
Yeah, Chicago.
Oh, yeah, he was in Chicago, too. That's right.
He was the husband.
Jeez.
All right, so let's...
Can we get a final score count from lovely Katie on the couch?
Not yet.
She's totally...
Yep, she's...
Buffering
Katie,
Podcast
count.
Can be found count, on Katie, iTunes, count. Facebook, Twitter, and Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
And BufferingPodcast.com!
And BufferingPodcast.com.
And on the Twitter face.
Yeah.
In book.
100 beautiful linked. Episodes. I'd like to, as fill-in host for this episode, thank Dan and Adam for the opportunity. Also, thank them for 100... wonderful episodes of a wonderful podcast and an enjoyable time every time we come over. And I'm going to throw it to Katie for a wrap-up of the final point tally.
All righty.
I'm number three.
In third place is Adam.
What?
With 23 points and 3 nega points, you came in at 20 total points. In second place is Dave.
Woo! I'm number two.
With 30 points and 2 nega points, leading him to 28 points. And in first place, we have old man Dankins. With 41 points, 3 nega points.
3 nega points.
Leading him to 38 point victory.
Damn. Wow. As
I'm
he,
the Book of Mormon.
As he holds the Book of Mormon aloft.
Adam also received negative 50 Hufflepuff points.
60.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not in House Hufflepuff then, isn't it?
He also got demoted.
And
to
I gave Dan and Adam each 100 happy anniversary producer Katie points. And I gave Dave 1,000 I missed you a lot. And it's good to see you on that couch producer Katie points.
Woo!
Oh.
I win. Kind of.
But I still win, kind of, but... Dave,
I believe we all win.
Yeah, we all win by participating in this episode.
And so do you for listening to it.
But Dave, do you have anything going on Friday or thereafter to plug?
Hell yeah, I do.
As is tradition.
So, not this weekend, but the following weekend, the first weekend of October, we have the MNCBA Fall Con at the State Fairgrounds. It is in the Education Building this year. I will be tabling, representing Mindwave Comics. If you come by, you might see such other Buffering Podcast officials as Adam Erdman, Katie Shea Robertson, as well as my brother James. So come on, stop on by. The weekend after that, I will be down in Des Moines, Iowa for ICON. So if you're in Iowa, get your ass out of the cornfields and come on down. We're going to be whooping it up in Des Moines.
Pigs, Kern, and Comics.
All year.
Social media of sorts.
As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Dave Wheeler. Very inventive, I know. Or at Mindwave Comics. You can follow me on Tumblr at, well, just follow Mindwave Comics. And on Facebook, find me if you can.
That works.
That's all I got.
James, as stand-in host for this entire show, things to plug going on Friday or thereafter.
Friday or thereafter, you can continue to follow me on Twitter, as always, at James Wheeler, capital M, capital N, as in Minnesota, the greatest state in the nation. After Friday, not a whole lot going on. I'd encourage you to follow the things that my brother said. I contributed very briefly to an anthology and will hopefully be at FallCon with him, signing so many autographs. So many. The other thing that you can check out is a little collaborative studio, a design studio that I run with my partner Troy Gallus called Public Design Exchange. We're a community-based design studio and co-working space in the Creative Enterprise Zone of St. Paul, Minnesota, working with communities to raise their capacity and increase the livability of neighborhoods. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/publicdesignexchange or out in the many communities of Minneapolis and St. Paul.
And social media for you?
Social media, as I mentioned, Twitter at James Wheeler. You can find me on Facebook. I'm hanging out. You can track down a Tumblr.
Fear the beard.
Yeah. Yeah. Fear the beard. Hashtag fear the beard.
There you go.
Hashtag Century Club.
And Bennett, as a participant in our first Leonard Maltin game, do you have anything to plug going on Friday or thereafter?
Yes, it is actually the World Championship for Season 3 of League of Legends. The first two rounds have been played this last weekend, and there are six teams still vying on the international stage. Two from Europe. All the North American teams have been knocked out already, unfortunately. But we can still root for your favorites this weekend. Also, on Fridays is open board gaming night at Fantasy Flight Games up in Richfield. And, yeah, it's just open tables. Feel free to stop by. Is it Richfield?
Roseville.
One of those towns with an R. Richfield's the wrong one.
Hashtag starts with an R.
Yeah, that's how I remember things. Anyway, that's just good fun, and I believe they will be expanding soon to include more tables, and that's always a good time. I'm not on social media unless you really want to friend me on Facebook, Bennett Wadey Camper, so that could be fun. Or, well, if you want to friend me in League of Legends, my name is Dire Sickfish, spelled like it sounds.
Good luck. Yeah.
Sounds good. How about producer Katie? Do you have anything going on Friday or thereafter?
That bit me. There you go.
Note, the mic bit him, not Katie. Just saying.
It bit him on behalf of me. Okay, yeah. I guess ladies, if you would like to, you can follow me on Twitter at Katie, C-A-I-T-Y, _ Shay, S-H-E-A. And if you want to find me on Facebook, you should go and like Beyonce on Facebook and then scroll through her millions of fans until you find me. Good luck.
Nice.
Adam, how about you?
Well, there is one weekend remaining of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival when this comes out. So please be sure to come out and check out the Court Revelers.
Huzzah!
Nice one. And of course, better late than never. You can come see us in Chateau Vino at 11:15, the Queen's Pub at 2:30, and again in the Queen's Pub at 5:00.
Huzzah!
We have our new CD for sale as well.
He tries.
And that is Revelers on the Rocks, and it's a lot of fun.
Scorpion King.
Yes.
Scorpion yes. King.
Featuring the Scorpion King on All For Me Grog.
In my defense, I still won.
And it's All For Me Grog.
The Rock.
All right, so.
Moondark Saints.
And let's see. You can find out what music I've been listening to on Last FM. My handle there is Adman7. You can follow me on Twitter at ADAMERDMANN. And I finally jumped on the Spotify train, so you can follow me there too. Yes, and coming by the time this episode posts, I will have given my list of my favorite videos that I've posted so far on the weekly video picks. So be sure to check that out on bufferingpodcast.com as well. And Dan, what do you have for us?
Definitely, even though there are some negative reviews out there, upgrade to iOS 7 for Apple if you have an iPhone of some sort, because iTunes Radio has just been released, and you should definitely check that out, because it's nice to have some sort of control over that, which comes into your feed based on any interests that you have. You can build lists that are based off artists that you build at one point in time rather than waiting for the song to come around for that to happen, which is fantastic. And at the same time, other than that, you know, go to Christo's Greek Restaurant in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnetonka, or St. Paul in Minnesota, or Jake O'Connor's Public House in Excelsior, Minnesota, because I'll be at some of those, and they are great eats. And you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, W-H-E-L-A-N. So thank you to everyone who's on episode 100 of the Buffering Woo! Podcast.
Hooray!
Yay!
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
We made it!
Is your next episode about Dalmatians?
Happy birthday, dear Buffering! Happy birthday!
And just surpassing the 2-year mark on us as well, just to get that birthday thing in there as well.
Oh, yes.
So thank you, everyone, and thank you for listening. And we will see everyone next week for episode 101.
101. Hooray!
Symmetry!
Bye-bye.
And now time for champagne.
Bye-bye!